LBC Business Update.
With Sage Business Cloud. Be Sage. Build on.
It's not often we have Simon Marks on twice during a programme unless something important has happened, and it just has, Simon, hasn't it?
Can't get enough of me. You know, I tell you what, Ian, I think we can now safely say that hell hath no fury like a Donald Trump scorned, because within the last few minutes, the President of the United States has distributed a blistering attack on his former chief strategist, his former right-hand man, Stephen Bannon. If listeners weren't with us an hour or so ago, this is after it was reported that Stephen Bannon has given an interview to author Michael Wolff for an upcoming book about the Trump presidency, in which Mr. Bannon claims that Donald Trump Jr., Donald Trump's son, engaged in treasonous and unpatriotic behavior when he met with Russian emissaries at Trump Tower in June of 2016, right in the middle of America's presidential election, that Donald Trump Jr. would crack like an egg as a result of probing by investigators, that Mr. Bannon believed that Donald Trump Jr. And the others in Trump Tower should at the time have contacted the FBI about that meeting with Russian emissaries. And Stephen Bannon says he believes, he is sure, that Donald Trump Jr. introduced his father, the president now of the United States, to the Russian emissaries who were in Trump Tower that day. Fast forward, what, 90 minutes or so, we've got this statement from the President of the United States. Steve Bannon has nothing to do with me or my presidency. When he was fired, he not only lost his job, he lost his mind. And then, as Donald Trump has done on many occasions before, he goes on to minimize the impact that people who worked for him in the past had. He minimizes the impact when they get into trouble. He says, Steve was a staffer who worked for me after I had already won the nomination by defeating 17 candidates, often described as the most talented field ever assembled in the Republican Party. Now that he is on his own, Steve is learning that winning isn't as easy as I make it look. He doesn't represent my base. He's only in it for himself. He pretends to be at war with the media. Donald Trump says he spent his time at the White House leaking false information to the media to make himself seem far more important than he was. And he goes on in this statement to argue that Stephen Bannon was rarely in a one-on-one meeting with me and only pretends to have had influence to fool a few people with no access and no clue whom he helped write phony books. Now, there has been some discussion on Twitter over the last 90 minutes about whether those Stephen Bannon quotes in the Michael Wolff book are accurate, whether Michael Wolff has accurately quoted what Mr. Bannon had to say. Well, certainly Donald Trump seems to be accepting that those quotes are accurate and is now seeking to put an enormous amount of distance between himself and the man who, however you look at it, did play a pivotal role in his election campaign and also played a pivotal role in the White House during the first months of the Trump presidency. And I think that gives you a sense of the real fury that is being felt at the White House over this betrayal by Stephen Bannon, a man who just a couple of weeks ago said that he still spoke regularly to President Donald Trump. He said the two of them spoke on the telephone on a regular basis. If this statement from the President of the United States is to be believed, that communication is presumably now very much over.
Someone pointed out on Twitter the other day that I spoke at a conference alongside Steve Bannon about 5 years ago. I have to say I have no recollection of the man at all.
One minute you've got Michael Wolff and Boris Johnson in the back of your car, the next year, that's unbelievable, isn't
it? I'm just so well connected, Simon.
Extraordinary.
Thank you very much. That's Simon Marks. He may appear on LBC during the course of the evening again. You never know your luck. It's 20 to 7.